Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Kimberly Cummins, research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. The suffering of the poor in Barbados, like in many other parts of the world, is a complex and multifaceted issue, influenced by various economic, social, and structural factors. However, many can argue that the significant poverty experienced in this island in the 19th century was directly linked to the scourge of slavery and then its abolition in 1834. This suffering spurred the editorial that was published in the Barbadian newspaper on this day, May 9, 1849, to call on the church to help remedy this problem. The newspaper lamented that due to the present wretched condition of the poor of the parish of St. Michael, it was advisable to have a collection every Lord's Day at the cathedral and the chapels in the parish. It wrote, quote, "There is no telling how long the poor may continue to suffer severe privations. In the present distressed state of the poor of the parish, we should rejoice if we could have the offertory every Sunday. We mean a general offering of money for their relief, a very trifling contribution from each individual in the cathedral and the chapels would afford most important relief," unquote. Prior to emancipation, the majority of Barbados' population were enslaved Africans who were forced to work on sugar plantations under harsh and exploitative conditions. Following emancipation and the apprenticeship period, many formerly enslaved individuals faced extreme poverty as they struggled to transition from slavery to freedom. They lived in poverty, facing inadequate housing, limited access to food and health care, and constant physical and psychological abuse. While emancipation granted them legal freedom, it did not immediately address the economic and social disparities that had been entrenched by centuries of slavery. Formerly enslaved individuals often lacked access to land, resources, and education, making it difficult for them to support themselves and their families. The transition from slavery to freedom also had significant economic implications for Barbados. The decline of the sugar industry, coupled with changes in global trade patterns, led to economic instability and unemployment, further exacerbating poverty among the island's population. Many former enslaved people were forced to work as agricultural laborers on plantations or in other low-paying jobs. They had to cut, contrive, and struggle to make ends meet. The need for this significant struggle and suffering to be addressed was encouraged through the editorial, which was published in the Barbadian newspaper on this day, May 9, 1849.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.